Many U.S. farmers are struggling to overcome a triple dose of bad news: trade disputes, low crop prices, and in some cases, flooding. In central Illinois, more farmers are finding new ways to make use of their land to boost profit margins and to help the public better understand where food comes from. GLT's Eric Stock explores the fastest-growing dimension in farming, agritourism.
Nick Anderson of Carlock comes from a family of entrepreneurs. The 40-year-old account manager at Dell Technologies is about to take his first deep dive into self-employment. He says he wanted a business where he can work the land. Anderson came upon 54 uninhabited acres for sale in rural Hayworth. The land features hundreds of species of trees, 5 acres of lakes, and an apple orchard. Anderson and his fiance, Desi Stevens, will soon open what they are calling the Hesed House. Hesed is a Hebrew word for love or goodness.
We picked that word because we feel like it encapsulates kind of our mission of what we want to do out at the land, is to just create a beautiful place.
Anderson and Stevens envision the site as a venue for destination weddings. The first wedding there will be their own on June 1st.
We were surprised that it was accepted, and then we kind of joked around and said, well, maybe if the closing, maybe if everything is done, like, we could be the first ones. And so naturally it kind of has progressed that way.
Yeah, and we're getting firsthand experience of what our future clientele will be going through. And I think for us, that's going to be invaluable in the long run. But it is a cool story. We're going to be the first wedding on our own wedding venue.
Stevens is 32. She graduates in May from Indiana University, and she will run day-to-day operations. The couple says this venture is more than wide-eyed romanticism. They see an untapped market for rustic-themed weddings.
There's a higher demand for outdoor weddings, and seeing that as an availability option for us is what made us want to go into this, too, because we want to provide that.
Anderson suggests you could look no further than Pinterest to see more young couples' desires to connect with the outdoors.
We've noticed the social trends of, you know, for a wedding, for instance, as enjoyable as they are, some people are tired of, you know, if I can just say, like a banquet hall hotel wedding. And there's a trend where especially the younger generation is enjoying being out in the country at a beautiful setting.
Anderson and Stevens say they want to tap into what appears to be an expanding appetite for agritourism. The Hesed House is one of just 3 proposals the McLean County government officials have been asked to permit in the last 6 months.
More and more farms, more and more agriculture is trying to connect food to the consumer.
Regala Scavuzzo is the local foods program manager for the Illinois Farm Bureau and director of the Illinois Specialty Growers Association.
And the consumer wants it. They want to get on the farm. They want to get to know what's happening with their food. But this is also a great value add to the farm. It's a great way for them to make an extra dollar and tell their story at the same time.
Scavuzzo says ag tourism has been around for decades, but the local food movement of the last decade has taken it to the next level. One way farmers have done that is through specialty crops. Illinois is the nation's leader in producing pumpkins, popcorn, and horseradish, and it's among the top producers of asparagus, cauliflower, lima beans, and sweet peas.
Most of them aren't exporting. Most of them aren't doing wholesale. So agritourism is how they move their products. So if it's an apple orchard or a pumpkin patch, they're looking for a way to sell their product, and getting you on the farm is actually the most economical way to do it.
Scavuzzo says ag producers are here to capitalize on that while also looking to dispel myths some have about the industry.
And they're looking for you to understand their story and how they tell their story. So it's a little bit of, yes, consumer demanding more, but it's also a little bit more of the farm saying, okay, let's open our doors and let you see what we really do.
Funk Farms in rural Shirley, just southwest of Bloomington, positions itself as the birthplace of commercial hybrid corn. Its rich history dates back nearly 200 years. And that's what drew Brian Bangert, a third-generation family farmer, to go to work there after college. He became their general manager in 2013.
One of the most difficult things for a family to do is to keep their farm in their family. And this family managed to do that. And the dedication to preserve that was really eye-opening for me.
The 2,500-acre farm also grows corn, soybeans, and alfalfa. And there's also a horse stable. Bangert says the farm has a history of inviting the public in, dating back to its corn husking contest in the 1930s. Now the farm wants to expand and build an annex to an existing Quonset hut. The 2,400-square-foot multi-purpose building would not only house Funk Farm's offices, but could be used for conferences, farm tours, and farm-to-fork dinners. Bangert says the farm already hosts 3 or 4 public events each year. The new building will let them expand greatly, though he says he understands it's a considerable time commitment, something in short supply for farmers during planting and harvest.
One of the hardest things for agriculture to do is to tell its story on our level, because we're incredibly busy. And it's hard to engage the public.
Bangert's efforts to engage the public are about more than just growing the business. He says the image of agriculture is under attack by what he considers to be misinformed health advocates who are trying to steer people away from things produced on the farm.
The research that comes out, it says eggs are bad for us, that eating too much protein and fat is bad for us. And the real data that exists out there that was suppressed is going to come to the light, and I think we need to be prepared for that, because protein, animals, and fats are going to be back. Butter is going to be back on the table.
Bangert says so much negative publicity about red meat has had a devastating effect on the industry.
There are so many family farms that abandoned animal agriculture because of this, because they thought we can't fight this anymore. It's us against Big Pharma. It's us against other large corporations, as dietitians and doctors, that say that what we're doing is bad for human health.
Bangert cites books including Good Calories, Bad Calories and The Big Fat Surprise as works that challenge conventional dietary guidelines. As Bangert tries to become a Pied Piper for a traditional meat and potatoes diet, he knows farmers have to use modern technology to spread the message. There are new ways farmers can do that through social media and video blogging. Bangert says his 18-year-old son is teaching him.
I guess some people come by it naturally. For others, maybe like me, I may have to be either work with somebody that understands it, or I'll have to get coached up on it myself to learn more about it.
Many farmers don't have advertising budgets. They rely on trade magazines, news coverage, what the industry calls earned media, and tourism bureaus to spread their word. The Bloomington Normal Convention and Visitors Bureau devotes a page on its website to agritourism. CEO Crystal Howard says the emerging market for agritourism benefits from the fact that more Americans are seeking travel destinations closer to home.
There used to be those big family vacations all the time, but I think more and more, as people are working and they're tending to take shorter vacations and are looking for areas that our weekend getaway type things, and we can be that.
Howard says the CVB focuses its advertising mostly on sporting events and larger annual conventions, items she says show the largest return on investment. But Howard says the budget for agritourism could grow in the future as more sites fit that bill.
I think that it's going to play an important role in the future. We're going to continue to market it as we have been, but I think that the more inventory we have, the better we are able to do that.
The Illinois Farm Bureau's Regala Scavuzzo says agritourism benefits more than just the farmer.
They're probably not just stopping on the farm. They might stop and eat lunch somewhere. They might stop and get gas somewhere. So it can drive an entire rural community. And it's really important to look at this from not just an agritourism piece of how the farm gets extra dollars, but also how the community can get extra dollars.
Launching a tourism business can be a major hurdle for an ag producer. Even a highly successful ag entrepreneur will tell you that.
It's not necessarily an easy thing.
That's Ken Miska, who owns Epiphany Farms in Rural Downs and 4 farm-to-table restaurants in McLean County. Epiphany employs 180 workers and hopes to add another restaurant and 70 more people by the end of the year.
You have to have a lot. I was a little nervous. I mean, we have hundreds of thousands of dollars invested in this, and it's just like, it's not a guarantee even with us.
Not long after Miska, his wife Nanam, and fellow chef Stu Hummel opened Epiphany Farms restaurant in Bloomington, he had his eye on 70 acres of farmland his parents owned in Rural Downs he wanted to turn into a farm and tourist site. At the time, McLean County rules specified the only agritourism allowed to have a special use permit were vineyards.
It said in the code that you had to have 4 acres of vines that were suitable to grow a crop used for wine. And it was really expensive for me to get 4 acres of vines in. Plus, I was not a professional vineyard planter or grower.
Miska remained undeterred.
I was going to make it happen one way or the other. Like, I was, you know, I think the staff there has been very informed about like what our ambitions and our dreams have been as Epiphany Farms and what we're trying to accomplish.
At the time, Epiphany was farming in a much smaller plot, about 9 acres south of Bloomington, where they would host field trips and other tours. That, too, presented a challenge.
We weren't a legal commercial place, so we weren't able to charge, but we also didn't really have the right amenities. We didn't have handicap-accessible parking. We didn't have handicap-accessible restrooms. It wasn't necessarily legit.
In 2017, McLean County expanded its definition of agritourism to make more sites eligible. Phil Dick is the county's building and zoning director.
We've had a demand for that kind of a public use facility in the county, but we ordinarily would prefer that to be in town unless it's related to agriculture some kind of way.
Dick says the county has become more accommodating for agritourism as more farmers seek this form of vertical integration.
And then they have to go through the special use process, and that's somewhat of an expense. But if what they're gambling on with that expense is that they need to have customers, and entrepreneurial people figure out ways to do that.
Special use permits in McLean County cost between $400 and $700 for property smaller than 100 acres. After researching what he could legally turn into an agritourism site, Ken Miska of Epiphany Farms planned to buy the farmland in rural Downs and turn it into a vineyard, an animal farm for cattle, chicken, pigs, goats, rabbits, and ducks, and hundreds of varieties of vegetables. The vision included a bed and breakfast at the home he and his wife live in now.
It was definitely a really big goal and dream of ours to someday be able to purchase this estate. And I'm still kind of blown away that we've been able to make it work. And we owe a lot of people, and we're really lucky to have so many people in this community that have supported us.
At the new Epiphany Estate, they put up a 9,000-square-foot event barn used for weddings, fundraisers, corporate events, and ag education. Miska says they plan to add another building to free up the barn for animals in the winter. The current 9-acre farm near Bloomington is now for sale. Zillow lists the price at nearly $400,000. Miska says he wants to ramp up to about 20 public events a year to make it work financially. He offers a reminder Epiphany is a for-profit business, though efforts to promote sustainability usually happen in the nonprofit world.
It's one thing for guests to come and spend an hour or 2 hours with us to have dinner. It's another thing when they come and they spend the day with you and they get to learn about your ideas and your hospitality and the way that you steward the land and the way you care for not only them and the nutrition that you're trying to provide for them, but also the ecosystem and the land that you're caring for.
Agritourism is more than navigating bureaucracies to establish farm-to-table restaurants, organic farms, specialty products, and special event venues, though. Regala Scavozzo with the Illinois Farm Bureau says farmers have to understand diving into the tourism industry is itself a full-time commitment. That can be a lot, especially for a family of farmers who already hardly have downtime.
You're having people on your farm. That means that your farm is always open. How do you create that barrier for your family, and how do you shut off and create a balance? And so those are important conversations we have when we're talking about starting an agritourism business.
A recent Illinois Farm Bureau report says the number of farms in the state has dropped by 70% over the last century, while remaining farm operations have grown bigger as aging farmers struggle to find successors.
That is why farms have gotten larger. There's less people wanting to do it, but we still have to produce the same amount of food. You know, the need for food isn't going away, and we have to make sure that we're always producing it. So sometimes that does mean scaling up the size of your farm and you're scaling up your production to, you know, make sure that people still have access.
Ken Miska says that gets to the essence of what Epiphany Farms is all about, fostering a more educated public and a more sustainable food supply.
As a state that has such a robust agricultural economy, I don't think that it's just that we have to import over 95% of our food. I think that's ridiculous. And so before you can focus on feeding the world, you should probably focus on feeding yourself better.
Miska says the environmental component of sustainable farming is also important to him. He fears the long-term effects of climate change. He says it'll be up to the private sector to lead the way.
So I'm not going to sit around and wait for government to pass some law or some rule or give out some type of money to make this work. It's something that our community and everyone who cares about this kind of stuff needs to just put their foot down and start voting with their fork and saying, no, I'm going to support these types of businesses and I'm going to eat this type of food because this is what's good for me and good for my future and good for the Earth's future.
Miska says the U.S. food system is too vast and complex to change overnight, but he will do what he can to use tourism to help develop those who will farm the land for generations to come. I'm Eric Stock.
The Bloomington Normal Convention and Visitors Bureau markets its tourism to tour operators, which can bring in advertising dollars to a community. The Travel Industry Association ranks outdoor activities as the third most popular vacation destination behind shopping and family events.